now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are now about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from, you guessed it, earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Inman, Brian Cleveland in studio, Anthony Inman in Ontario, having fun here, but needed to call in because it's a very important episode for us this week as we are raising money for our home base, our station in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, CFMH. And Brian is there. He's ready to take phone calls. All of this money going to help better the station, its resources, and its operation.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly appreciate all the support of our listeners out there. It really goes a long way to improving all the situation and all the different things we're able to do here at Local FM. In the first hour, we told you about some of the projects we've been able to undertake in the previous years. And we have so many plans for the future to just keep on improving. We've been able to do that over the last couple of decades. The changes here are just astonishing, you know, especially for us. I've been here for about 10 years, and this show's been on the air for about almost 5 years, and the changes here are just unbelievable at times.
It's pretty incredible. And not only does raising money help build better resources for all of the volunteers that come in and help create lots of great programming like this show and others, but it also allows for to kind of boost the profile for when you need to apply for grants and you want to hire more staff, which then puts money back into the economy. So what you're doing when you support Campus Radio and when you give those donations is you're really helping support not only the station itself, but you're helping support the community. So if it's us or even your home local station, when their fund drives roll around, you're really making a difference as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we do have the top 10 coming up. So as I said, Brian, you can give him a call if you want. 506-648-5925 and localfm.ca if you'd like to make a donation online. We're going to tell you about another spot online that's pretty cool, and that is where the charts come from. Brian's got that for you.
We are big fans of Earshot. It is Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning, and you can find its home at earshot-online.com. And the home of its publisher is ncra.ca. It's the National Campus and Community Radio Association, who publish the charts every single week. This for the week ending Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. We're counting down the top 20 of the National Top 50. And you can, of course, find the entire National Top 50 there on the website. We'll tell you about some of the debuts below the top 20 later in this hour of the show. And then we get into the top 10 here very, very shortly. The top 50 is a combination of over 30 campus and community radio stations' own top 30 charts within their own communities. And there's also genre-specific charts, both regionally and nationally, for genres such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. You can get your music fix, depending on your preferences, very easily about all the different things getting spun across the country. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews of albums, interviews with bands, and so much more. Again, that is at earshot-online.com. We literally could not do this program without this website, and that is also an organization that this, our host station, is able to be a part of and contribute to its membership fees. That is part of the kinds of things that you help fund here during our funding drive.
There you go. You can find us online too, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you, and we will give you an interview and play something from your latest release. So please reach out. I know it's been a bit sparse lately, but that's because I've been on the road, as I am right now in Ontario for work. But again, calling in because this show, truly important, one of our more important shows. I think the only one that comes close second is our holiday episode that we do, just because I love doing that show too.
That's a personal favorite.
It is yeah. A personal favorite. But this one is great. And so please, if you do have some change to spare, you can flip it on over to us. Truly appreciate it, and it will go an exceptionally long way. We have the top 10 coming up for you. Steven's got more music news coming up as well. And in a little bit, we're going to talk about albums debuting below the top 20. Brian's going to have the lowdown, and we'll kick it all off at number 10.
Yes, we have another slate of three here. Don't go anywhere. I'll tell you the tracks that you heard when we return. But I will be able to tell you right now about all the cool artists coming up at number 10, down just one spot. It is Charlotte Day Wilson. You'll hear a track from CDW to start off this, our second hour of the Earshot 20 and our top 10. And our highest and only debut this week is at number 9, a big debut for their newest album on Bon Son. It is Science Nouvelle by Duchess Says. And at number 8, up from 22, back into our show, it is Croy with a new album from Dare to Care Records called Scavenger.
Here's number 10 this week, Charlotte Day Wilson. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20. Number 9. Earshot 20. Number 8.
Listening to the Earshot 20, and at number 8, up from number 22, back into our show this week, that was Croy from the album Scavenger. You heard a track called Hull. Duchess says in the middle there, debuting this week, our only debut, and that makes it our highest. At number 9, Science Nouvelle is their new record. You heard Pink Coffin. And starting off that set and our second hour of the program into the top 10, dropping just one spot this week, the new EP by Charlotte Day Wilson, bearing her initials CDW. Again, you're tuned into our special Funding Drive episode here at Local 107.3 FM, the home station of the Earshot 20, a syndicated program on over 25 different partner stations across Canada. And thanks to your support, we can keep this show on the air stronger and better than ever, growing the station here and growing this program. Check the website out, localfm.ca, for more details about our funding drive running this week and help support campus and community radio within the community of this show, St. John, New Brunswick. There's tons of details about swag and all the initiatives taking place here. Again, you can donate online at localfm.ca/donate. And we're back on the line with Stephen Karlick of Exclaim to tell you about some of the music news happening this week from exclaim.ca and your local music news stand in local record stores and radio stations and beyond. To start off our second half of music news this week, we have a story about an unfortunate trend that continues to strike bands across Canada and beyond, but this one thankfully has a little bit of a silver lining of support tacked on to the end of it.
Yeah, I always like to start with the sad news in the two hours. This time it's afflicting Winnipeg pop group Royal Canoe, who recently released their new album Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. While on tour through Quebec, the band lost all of their musical equipment after someone stole their trailer. The theft took place through the night at a hotel near Montreal, where the group had secured their trailer with a heavy-duty lock. Unfortunately, thieves still managed to get away with the band's belongings. Royal Canoe said the thieves made off with, quote, every bit of musical gear we own, which is pretty devastating. They released a massive itemized list of stolen goods, which you could see online. We also posted the original note from the band that they posted on Facebook, noting that the trailer was stolen. But the silver lining that you talked about, a few days later, Royal Canoe launched a crowdfunding campaign to help bounce back from the devastating theft. With 15 days left to hit their goal of approximately $26,000, the band are halfway. You can help them, of course, by heading to Indiegogo, looking for it there. You can find that link also at exclaim.ca. Give a band a hand, if you would.
Yeah, so very unfortunate, but nice to see some of their fans rallying along beside them. And yeah, they've already reached about halfway through their goal, so that's nice to see.
Yep, hopefully they make it.
And of course, you'll be hearing from that band a little later in the show. They've been the third most played release across Canada on campus community radio stations for 3 weeks in a row, and you'll find them there again in a couple of sets of tunes. Whether it's Arcade Fire, Gorillaz, The Flaming Lips, or a dozen others, there's already a lot of speculated and confirmed albums to be excited about in 2017, and now another beloved indie group has continued to tease a new album with a well-timed October treat.
Yes, this started on October 25th when The Shins shared a mysterious teaser video online that came under the title I Gleek on Your Grave. The band released a new track called Dead Alive, which was what the teaser was teasing. That song takes its title from Peter Jackson's 1993 cult classic film. The song comes with a new video, and as you could likely guess from all the horror film references, it's very Halloween appropriate. The song starts with James Mercer slobbing out on a couch and features everything from skeletons to drive-in theaters to massive kaiju-like beasts. You can see the video at exclaim.ca and see the single's cover art. The band have previously played Dead Alive in concert, but this marks its first proper release. The band's last album was, of course, 2012's Port of Morrow, and like you said, they promised a new album to arrive next year. So while you wait for that, head to exclaim.ca and watch the video for Dead Alive.
Yeah, and you can replace this track with the Monster Mash in your playlist. You can take out the Monster Mash now. It's no longer needed.
There you go.
All right, so we have one last piece of music news this week to share with you, and it includes some touring information about a really cool hip-hop artist who put out a new album back in September, and he'll be touring in support of that one in the early part of the new year.
Yeah, Isaiah Rashad is one of the sort of unsung heroes on Top Dog Entertainment, the label that also houses the work of Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, and others. He released a sophomore LP titled The Sun's Tirade earlier this year, and in support of that album, the rapper has announced an upcoming Lil Sunny tour, which will start in 2017. Starting in the middle of July, Rashad will spend a month on the road touring through Canada and the United States, making two stops in the Great White North in both Toronto and Montreal on January 26th and 7th, respectively. Other highlights include three shows in Florida, as well as Rashad's hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's yet to be seen if he'll hit the West Coast, as right now it's mostly along the Eastern Seaboard. If you live around there near the United States, do try to check him out.
All right, yeah, lots of information for now and the new year. Thanks so much, Stephen, once again for connecting with us and telling us what's all happening at Exclaim. And we'll leave it to you one last time, as you do every single week, to tell us about some cool music that you're listening to right now.
Thank you. The track I picked this week is by a Montreal DJ who many of you should know by now. His name is Jacques Green. He's been sort of quiet for the last few years after releasing a lot of EPs and 12 inches. Before that, He also founded Vaz Records, which was a fairly incredible record label you should check out if you have a moment. He's finally returned with a 12-inch with two new songs. I played one of them in an earlier episode, but this is the B-side called Afterglow. It's 4 minutes of just absolutely stunningly beautiful electronic music. Jacques Green from Montreal, Afterglow on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring A Tribe Called Red, Oasis, Danny Brown, Clipping, D'Antwoord, Devendra Banhart, and many more, including our TIFF highlights. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7. Earshot 20. Number 6.
Mixed Messages with Tons from their self-titled debut album right here on the Earshot 20 as we count down the top 20 most played releases for the week ending Tuesday, October 25th, 2016 from our home base here at Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. And before that, Crystal Castles' Amnesty One is their newest album, up from from number 11 to number 7, and that track was Frail. And in before that, we heard from our friend Stephen Karlick at Exclaim Magazine and Exclaim.ca. He gives us the music news every single week, and this week he chose a track to play from Jacques Green from Montreal, a B-side from their latest single. That one is called Afterglow. And again, we mentioned that the home of this station is Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. And it is our special funding drive episode this week because their funding drive has been running all week long. And thanks to all the wonderful, fantastic donors out there that have called in and pledged and donated online at localfm.ca. No matter where you might be listening to this show, we really appreciate any support you can throw our way to help us reach our goal of $5,000 to keep growing the service provided here in St. John and across the world from Local 107.3 FM studios. So many big projects are in the works and new plans coming up all the time. And you can find out all the details about that and so much more again at the brand new website, localfm.ca. Perhaps it's where you're listening to the show right now. My name is Brian Cleveland, coming at you every week with my friend Anthony Yenman. We'll be back after a quick musical break again. We'll get back into the charts here with the Pack AD. Their newest album has been on the charts for a few weeks. It's called Positive Thinking. Last week, number 2. This week, number 5. You're going to hear a track from them called Teenage Crime. Then after that, Preoccupations and their new self-titled release on Flemish Eye. It sits still at number 4 this week. You're going to hear a track called Monotony.
Number 4.
Earshot 20.
This week at number 4, sitting still in that spot, was Preoccupations from the album of the same name. You heard Monotony. Before that, dropping from 2 to 5, the pack AD, sticking strong in our charts with the album Positive Thinking, you heard the track Teenage Crime.
Awesome. Three more tracks coming your way in just a few minutes. But first, Brian has a little treat for us, and that is the lowdown. A look at some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20 and possibly have a chance of making it into the top 20. I've got to say, over the last couple of weeks, we've seen a resurgence. I know that a few weeks ago, the numbers of debuts were a little bit lower, but now it seems to have popped back up, and lots more coming into the charts as we round out the end of 2016. So here's a look at it right now. Brian's got the lowdown for you.
Yeah, definitely tons of debuts to below the top 29 debuts this week. And Anthony, Stephen and I were just actually talking about this, about how in previous years it used to be kind of a dead zone in November, December, but that is definitely not the case. People releasing albums at all points in time of the year, and with any level of announcement, sometimes a long time ahead, you know, but sometimes none at all. In fact, we just heard about an album coming out the first week of December from Neil Young, and we only found out about that one in about a month ahead of time. But we have debuts this week, all parts of our charts below the top 20, including 21 all the way to number 50, and we start off with number 50, JD and the Sunshine Band, Soaking Up the Rays on Transistor 66 Records. A new EP for Donovan Woods at number 47 called They Are Going Away. At number 45, All the Angels Didn't Scare Me is the latest one from C.R. Avery. And at number 42, we find Scenic Route to Alaska, Long Walk Home. Jumping all the way up to number 34 is a cool new release by Bang Attack called North Country Psychic Girls. At number 33, the self-titled release from Curdy. And at number 31, from Montreal, friends of the show, Elephant Stone with Little Ship of Fools. We jump on to the early parts of the chart here. At number 23, Duotang, New Occupation from Stomp Records. And our highest debut this week, and it is as high as it can go and be below 20, it is number 21. Another self-titled release, this one from DS Laurie.
That's so cool. I think I'm willing to make a prediction. I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing from Elephant Stone at some point in the near future.
Yeah, not a big surprise to see that happen, I would say. They've been on the charts lots of different times, and we've had the opportunity to speak to them on the program, I think, on two separate occasions.
Yeah, for sure. All right, there it is. That's the lowdown, and that means there are three more tracks to come. Bit of a jump for one. Couple are standing still, and without further ado, Brian's going to let you know exactly who's coming in at number 3.
We're going to hear from our number 3. They've been in this spot for at least 3 weeks in a row, and we also heard some unfortunate news from them from Steven in the last break about some theft from this band. It is Royal Canoe. You can support them in their Indiegogo campaign to replace about $20,000 of stolen equipment, but they want to continue touring. This new album that you're going to hear a track from right now, this album is called Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit.
Four months sinking, then I caught your spot to talk. Will you learn me love yourself? Beautiful. It could take the whole day, putting words on a seesaw. The sound of sugar sounds so long, if you let it hang on.
I love you like, love you like, love you like. Love you like, oh, that. I love you like, love you like, love you like that. Cause you never, never, ever get old.
I'm so forward thinking, I never seen a precious stone. Wrote a prenup on a pillow that you tore down the middle, and the feathers still fall. You always ring the doorbell like you got a trap for me. I don't need no witness to this. I'm remiss to insist you should tryst with me.
I love you like, love you like, love you like that. I love you like, oh, that. I love you like, love you like that. Cause you never, never, ever get old. I love you like, love you
we scribble an apostrophe? Or does the comma do this adequately? Will you learn me love yourself? Beautiful.
I love you like, love you like that. I love you like all that. I love you like, love you like that. Cause you never, never, ever get old.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
From our home station, Local 107.3 FM, that brings us to the close of another Earshot 20. At number one, sticking still for the third week in a row, A Tribe Called Red, their newest, We Are the Hallucination. And that was a track called Indian City. Tina Tagak in there as well with Retribution, up from number six to number two with the track Nacreus. And Royal Canoe, they've been sitting still at number three for a few weeks now. Their latest is called Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. And you heard Love You Like That.
Well, just like that, it seems like 2 hours flew by in, you know, less than 30 minutes. It's the Earshot 20, and myself, Anthony M., and Brian Cleveland in studio with you. Actually, Brian's in studio. I am away, but still having fun doing the program, and we bring it to you every week from Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Of course, this, our Fun Drive episode. We thank you very much for all of your support and helping us out, helping our home station, our base station, where we're able to produce this program every single week for you and bring you the countdown of the national top 20 charts. It is recorded and broadcast every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus community and online radio partners. You might also be listening to the program if you download from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to us, we thank you very much for tuning in, and I can't say it enough. Thank you for your support. Every penny goes a long way. Well, I guess I must say every nickel, because we don't have pennies in Canada anymore. Every nickel goes a long way to helping build the resources that we need to ensure we can continue to provide radio just like this every single week. Until next week, thanks for tuning in, and stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.